With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump has been declared the winner in Arizona, allowing him to complete a sweep of all seven swing states in this year's election, Bob Agnew reports.
The victory returns Arizona and its 11 electoral votes to the Republican column after Joe Biden's 2020 victory. The win over Kamala Harris marks Trump's second in Arizona since 2016. The former president campaigned on border security and the economy, successfully tying Harris to inflation and record illegal border crossings during the Biden-Harris administration. Bob Agnew, Washington.
Democrats on Capitol Hill would like to replace a liberal Supreme Court justice before President Biden leaves office, but White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports they may be fighting a losing battle.
Worried about a 6-3 conservative court becoming even more conservative during a second Trump term, some Democrats in Congress want to act fast. One scenario is convincing Justice Sonia Sotomayor to resign. She's the oldest liberal on the high court and has some health issues. But Politico reports it's viewed as an extremely risky plan with little time to carry it out before Inauguration Day on January 20th. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Southern California firefighters have gained ground against a wildfire that's destroyed at least 132 structures, mostly houses. Resident Joey Parrish.
We looked out the windows and saw a lot of smoke in the canyon and cars going down the road with horns of blaring saying, get out of here, get out of here. And we grabbed the cat and my wife said, we got to get out of here now. And so that's what we left with, the clothes on our back and... that's about it.
Improving conditions are expected to continue through the weekend after 2 days of dangerous gusty winds. Forecasters expect light winds over the weekend that will continue to aid firefighters. You'll find more at srnnews.com. A free speech battle is taking place at one Virginia school. SRN's Michael Harrington.
Two third-year female law students at George Mason University were chatting with other students online when one of the males indicated that he would be asking school officials to begin placing feminine hygiene products in all the men's restrooms on campus. The two women said they thought that would be a bad idea, and now GMU has banned them from having any contact with a male student. The women are suing under provisions of the First and 14th Amendments. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A ban on protesting outside abortion clinics has gone into effect in England and Wales. However, it leaves a question mark over whether pro-life demonstrators who pray silently will be breaking the law. The state statute bars protests within 150 meters of clinics. It also makes it a crime to intentionally influence the decision of a woman seeking abortion. The Crown Prosecution Service says silent prayer near a clinic will be assessed on a case-by-case basis. This is SRN News. A huge blast in the Big Apple.
A parked vehicle containing gas cylinders and other flammable materials has exploded on a residential street in New York, destroying 5 homes and at least 5 vehicles. Power lines also badly damaged. Authorities say residents were very fortunate because there were no injuries. Fire department says the vehicle carried pressurized cylinders, one of which failed, triggering that explosion. Jason Walker reporting.
Stocks cruise to more records as they close their best week in the year. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Friday to cap its biggest weekly gain since early November of 2023. It also briefly crossed above the 6,000 level for the first time. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 0.6%, while the NASDAQ Composite added 0.1%. You'll find more stories, details, analysis, and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.